When I was 8 weeks pregnant, he raped me for the first time. After this, things just got worse and worse to the point where he put knives against me to show me the stabbing points. He then started tying me up so I couldn't move. I used to think, when will this end? But I was pregnant, so I assumed that as soon as he saw the baby, everything would change and it would just stop. When the baby was born, everything was okay. When the baby was 5 weeks old, he raped me again. Everything just got worse. I used to think, when will it end? I knew the next thing after rape was murder. I used to never let him have the baby on his own. When the baby was 5 months old, he went out one night and he raped a complete stranger. The next day, I sent him home, not knowing what he had done, but I said, "I had enough. You're going to have to go and stay with your parents for a bit just to sort your head out." The next day, the police come round and said that he was arrested. I didn't know what he was arrested for, but I thought, "I've got one-to-one attention with the police now. I need to tell them what's been going on. It's my time to let it all out." I told the police, and they confirmed that he was actually arrested for rape of a stranger. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison for this offence.
While all this was going on, how did you feel? Did you feel quite alone?
I felt alone as I was living with him and his family at the time, so there was nowhere for me to go. I was under complete control. I wasn't allowed my own house key, my own mobile phone. I wasn't allowed my bank card. He used to refer me as his, so I had nothing. I didn't see no way out of it. I didn't see no escape. But the main thing to me was, I didn't know what he was doing to me was rape. I knew it wasn't right, and I knew I didn't like it. But my version of rape in my head was when someone goes out and rapes a stranger. I didn't know it happened in relationships. And for me, domestic violence was when someone punches someone or you have marks to show it. I didn't have any of that. It was just complete control, emotional abuse, and it only come out as rape when I told the police what was going on. And they were like, "Well, that's rape." And that's when I got the help I needed from Dorset Rape Crisis, who's been able to help me turn my life around. And now I want to help other women going through the same thing and make awareness of what rape is, that it can happen to anyone of any age, whether you're in a relationship or it's a complete stranger. It happens all the time, and there is help out there if you need it.
How has this impacted on your life now?
It's made a big impact now. I'm very, very passionate about helping other women. I want to make awareness of what it is. I actually volunteer for Dorset Police myself now, and I'm standing in the conference today, reading a poem about how it affected my life and how it's changed my life. And yes, I just want to help other women to stop it, really.
How has it changed your life?
Well, my child is. Father is in prison because of it, so that would be a big impact when I have to tell him when he's old enough to understand. It took away complete confidence. He literally took everything from me. At the start, I felt unable to walk down the street by myself or, telling friends or family. And I just had to rebuild my whole life. My whole life is different from little things like getting dressed on my own in peace. I love that now. Or having my own purse and knowing that all my change is going to be in my purse when I look at it. Or having my mobile phone. The little things that people take for granted are the things I really appreciate and realise now how bad it actually was.
And there may be people listening to this interview now who are going through a situation that you went through. What would you say to them?
Just speak out, you will be believed, whether you tell a trusted friend or tell the police. I know how daunting it is, but it isn't as bad as you feel, and there honestly is no way out. You honestly will feel that there's no way out, but there's all the services out there, and it doesn't get better, it gets worse. If you're in a domestic violence relationship or you're being raped, think to yourself, what is the next thing after rape? It's going to get worse. Like for me, he was raping me for 2.5 years, then went out one day and raped a complete stranger. It's not going to get better. These people can't be helped. You need to stop it now. Speak to the police or contact Dorset Rape Crisis and they'll be able to help you.